The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a podcast series that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all the great things that happen here each day. And welcome to Up on Taconic. I'm your host, Brendan.
And I'm your co-host, Brody. Today we have some news from the Berkshire Eagle and more.
But first, we have the news.
Next month, BCC will be hosting their final FAFSA completion workshop. If you need help completing the form, the final workshop will be on April 11th from 2 to 4. You can register for these sessions on the BCC website.
Taconic will be getting a new track. The renovations will begin either this spring or this summer. There are still more news to come.
We want to highlight our boys basketball team for their close game in the semifinals last Wednesday. It was a great game, but we didn't come out on top.
Tickets for The Little Mermaid have gone on sale. You can find these tickets by looking for Taconic Theaters, Instagram, or Facebook.
In partnership with the Berkshire Eagle, Matt has a few stories from the past week.
Thanks, guys. Let's get right into it. The North Adams Hospital is currently reopening. The hospital has been renovated with $2.85 million worth of funds. The plan is to start with 3 or 4 beds and work up to 18. The hospital still has some inspections to undergo, but there is no doubt that there will be no complications. The Bel Air Dam has become a general safety hazard. The original purpose of the dam was to be a power generator, but that is no longer an excuse to keep it around. The best case scenario is for the next 2 years for the dam to be taken down with a potential $20 million worth of funds. The South County Recovery Center in Great Barrington is a free mental health center that welcomes all. The center offers free coffee and snacks to the patrons. There is a wide range of support groups for anyone dealing with mental health or substance problems. There are weekly meetings every Saturday to have people see what it's like and for them to potentially have a personalized schedule with the center. For more news from outside Taconic, go to berkshireeagle.com. Now back to the studio.
So, last week, our school hosted their annual Mr. Taconic Male Beauty Pageant. And I have Brody here, who also went to the show, to tell us a little bit about it.
Yep.
So, do you want to explain what Mr. Taconic was? Like, what happened there?
Mr. Taconic, like you said, male beauty pageant. It's basically, what's it called? Miss America, but for...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were a bunch of different events, such as a public speaking portion, where guests or contestants had an opportunity to answer a predetermined question that they chose. There was a talent portion, where... they had to showcase what they thought was their best talent. There was a couple of interesting ones there. A few standouts in my mind were the musical talents were Andrew Pepra, who sang My Girl by The Temptations. There was Jack Bradway, who played and sang Piano Man by Billy Joel. Paxton Miller and his band played Welcome to Paradise by Green Day. And Eric Quaidu sang Best Part by Daniel Caesar. But there are a couple other talents other than that. There was Anthony Fiorini, who also sang a song by Zach Bryan. But one of my favorites was Maverick Ostrander. Brody, you want to tell me what Maverick Ostrander did?
So he got a very orange wig to replicate the famous artist Ice Spice.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then there were 3 watermelons that he proceeded to very hastily crushed between his thighs, maybe messed up a little bit, but
you know,
he got it.
Yeah, it was, you can't really describe it. You had to be there. He also had the Barbie Girl remix that they played during the Barbie movie. The whole thing was Barbie themed. Let's get that straight. It was based off the most recent one. And then another challenge that they did was they had a little dance competition. And in the dance competition, all the contestants danced to the song, I'm Just Ken. And they all had their thing, they had a themed dance that people choreographed, and it was really a fun dance.
Yeah.
I got to light the show, so I was around for all the tech stuff, and I got to choose the lights for it, and I think it looked really good. You saw the show in the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so for the dance competition, there was a challenge to who was the standout dancer. And right. the judges decided that Will Del Sano actually showed the best moves. He's been on the show before. He anchors on our main show, Taconic TV. But the person who won the whole event was Eric Kwedu with Best Part. And I think what really led to him winning was his like audience control, per se, because he really played with the audience. Part of his song was he walked through the house of the theater and he like high-fived a bunch of people. And I think he's just really like big man on campus, guy's guy.
Yeah, and during his performance, people were like taking their cell phones out, waving their flashlights around.
Oh, yeah. No, everyone really loved that performance. Mm. Well, I think that is all we have time for. That'll about do it for Up on Taconic. We'd like to thank our listeners on WTBR 89.7 FM and for streaming our podcast on sites like Spotify and CastBox.
For more about what's going on here at Taconic, take a look at our weekly TV show, The Thunder Report.
This show comes out every Friday and is available on youtube.com/TaconicTV.
Feel free to contact us at TaconicTV@paceshield.net for any questions or comments. We hope you will join us again soon, and we'll see you next time on Up on Taconic.
Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at the Taconic Studios in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. This show is produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting equipment. It was taped in March of 2024.